The Braingasm Podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. To get a free 30-day trial and one free audiobook of your choosing, go to www.audibletrial.com/braingasm or click the link on braingasmpodcast.com. Help us help them help you. The rare win-win-win. Hey, Cheska, do you ever buy anything on Amazon?
Well, yes, Ben, I do.
Did you know that you can go to braingasmpodcast.com right now, click the banner ad for Amazon, and everything you buy, we get a kickback from?
Really? What was that URL again?
That's braingasmpodcast.com. Click the banner ad at the top, go to Amazon, and everything you buy helps support the Braingasm Podcast. And the best thing is, it doesn't cost you a dime. Warning, the following podcast is all about men's suffrage. We shall overcome, gentlemen.
The Braingasm Podcast.
And welcome to the Braingasm Pod. It's so hard to do that with my voice right now.
Come on. Don't, I said 150.
Okay. Episode 149. Braingasm Podcast episode 149. We did it.
We did it.
We made it to 149.
Yay, 149.
I sound like we just recorded episodes 1 through 148 just now. Like, I sound like we've just finished recording all of them together. We started from the bottom. Now we're here. We started from the bottom. Now the whole team's fucking here.
Yeah, whole team. Go team.
And I can say that's on royalty free because I'm Canadian. It's a little known fact. Canadians can use as much Drake material as we want with no royalties whatsoever.
My God.
It's true. It's something written into our constitution. It's right in there. It's very strange, like, because Drake didn't exist for like 200 years before our constitution. They knew. They just knew. They said, when Drake comes along, you got this shit.
They knew it was going to happen.
I'm not really sure what they're going to do when Drake dies. Are they going to write that part of the Constitution out? Are they going to leave it for future generations to marvel at the wonder that is Drake? You know, I told you this, right? That I didn't know what Drake looked like. Drake is one of those guys. I didn't even know what he looked like until he hosted SNL.
Really?
He's like from Toronto. I'd never seen a picture. I mean, I'd seen pictures of him, but I didn't know it was him.
That's so,
like,
weird.
I knew the name. I'd never heard his music before. I was just, he completely didn't exist. I never watched Degrassi. He was on Degrassi for a while.
I had no idea either.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
I know. It sounds really cliche, right, that a famous Canadian was also on Degrassi. He was actually on Degrassi.
Degrassi is like this really big Canadian show.
He played a handicapped kid on Degrassi.
Really?
Yeah, he was the hot handicapped guy.
Holy shit.
Although, actually, he wasn't even all that hot on the show. I'm trying to remember now. He wasn't, like, the hot guy. He was just Drake. I can't remember his name. I didn't really watch Degrassi. But believe it or not, Canadian didn't watch Degrassi. but, yeah, so, and then he's hosting SNL, and I'm, like, watching. I'm like, oh, it's that guy. I like that guy. That was my little reaction. Was, oh, it's that guy. I like that guy. Just, yeah. You know.
That's the most... I know. I've done that before. We're like, oh, like, oh, I didn't know it was you.
Yeah. I was explaining this because people think Canadians are all really nice. I was explaining this to somebody the other day. We are nice, but we're not as nice as we seem. The way I've always described Canadians is that, like, Americans are very aggressive. Like, if an American doesn't like you, they're going to come right out and fucking say it to your face. They're going to be like, you know, that's our perception of America. Canadians are very passive aggressive.
Yeah,
we are incredibly passive-aggressive. Like, we are very, like, we will make fun of you behind your back. Like, you, and this is what I joked. It was, like, one of our longest-running and most celebrated comedy sketches is a sketch entitled Talking to Americans.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever heard of Talking to Americans before?
No.
Okay, so here's the premise of Talking to Americans. You know jaywalking?
Yes.
The Jay Leno bit?
Kind of, yeah.
You ever watch The Tonight Show where he interviews people on the street and asks them questions and they give dumb answers?
Yeah, I have.
We had that for years, and it's all about Americans.
Oh, my God.
It's longest running, because there's this guy named Rick Mercer. He's a very famous Canadian comedian. He's like, he does a show, it's like our version of The Daily Show now, which is terrible. It's just really, Canadian comedy is weird. I'm a Canadian comic, so I can't really talk shit, but Canadian comedy is very Canadian. Like, it really is. Like, you watch it and you're just like, God, can we be a little less Canadian up in here? Like, can we just tone down the Canadian for half a second? Like, it's very, like, referential to things that are kind of relevant to us, but are just like, you know, when you hear like a Canadian reference, like guy like, oh, and that guy did that thing. Oh, a little bit like that guy. And you're just like, oh, those Canadians with their Canadian references.
Oh, you.
I'm sitting there going, I don't know who the fuck this guy's talking about. Like, it's like, oh, that Bill Jimmy from Moose Jaw. You know, that guy. I'm like, who the fuck is Bill Jimmy from Moose Jaw? And ours is very much like that. Like, to try to make fun of it. But there's no bite to anything Canadian. So he had this whole bit called Talking to Americans. And the premise of Talking to Americans was that he would ask them questions or tell them facts, completely bullshit facts about Canada, and then show their reactions to it. So one of them, it was huge. You have no idea how huge this was in Canada. Like, there is nothing that Canadians love more than looking at how stupid Americans are.
I bet.
It's crazy. Like, we have a cottage industry devoted to it.
Oh, my God.
Which just feeds into American narcissism, too, because it's like, oh, you are obsessed with us. And we are. So there's one in particular, which I remember, was they were in Washington, D.C., and he was, like, walking around asking people, like, oh, so have you heard about the fact that our parliament building, which is our national igloo, is melting? We have a problem. The climate's changing, and our national igloo has started to melt. And then people going, oh, you should do this or this. I read about that. Yeah, I heard about that on the news or something. But it's just tourists. Like, it's just like dumb people. Like, not dumb people. Not even stupid people. Like, it's just people who you blindside them with a fact, and like, you got a camera on their face. They're not going to look at you and be like, you're fucking lying. You're a goddamn liar, midget man. Like, he's not a very tall dude either. He's like this really short Newfie dude. And it's just like, you're a liar, midget Newfie. Like, what's going on with you? Like, and it's just like jaywalking where, it's unfortunate these people answered yes to this question or answered the question in a way that's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, like 1,000 people answered that question right. And they took the one take where somebody didn't. And they're just like, fucking look at that idiot. Just like, you know what I mean?
And oh my God. Jesus Christ.
I'm trying to remember.
Pretty stupid.
I was watching a show and they did, I think it was the Colbert Report did a genius bit about this once. It was a few months back. I laughed my ass off. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen was Fox News had an entire guy who did this at, like, liberal campuses. He would go around and ask some questions and be like, look at these liberal kids. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. And it was just that, where they'd ask a shit ton of people questions, and they get the one person who doesn't know anything. And then they put that video and be like, look at all these dumb people. The Colbert Report did a great bit about that, where we went around asking the same questions, and they just showed all the people who got it right. And it's like... And it was fucking brilliant because it's so true. Because, like, yeah, most people get it right. Like, that's the thing. It's like, except for the John Boehner thing, which you didn't know last week. So you would have got that.
That's
wrong.
True.
You would have been like, you would have held up a picture of John Boehner. And you'd be like, Elmo?
Elmo?
Dad from Jersey Shore?
Dad from Jersey Shore.
He's very orange. Like, he's a very, very orange man. But yeah, so that's what Canadians do, though. We're very nice and polite. We're like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. Come on in. Oh, it's good to see you. Oh, you know, come on. Oh, you know, this is all great. Look at that fucking idiot over there. Jesus, what a fucking moron this person is. You believe what he fucking said to me? He, like, looked over. He was like, oh, thanks. I'm like, that's what he fucking says to me? Man, I fucking, like, rode out the red carpet. We don't do it to your face. You turn around and like, hi, how you doing? Oh, it's good to see you again. Oh, yeah, you're having a great time. Fucking idiot. Look at how he walked. Look at that fat fucker walk. How is he so fat? Like, serious? How had this entire country gotten fat? Like, that's what Canadians do.
Oh, my God. You guys are brutal.
You'd never know it, though. That's the thing, because you're not around. It's like,
you guys are terrible.
You know that theory that, like, there's always somebody right behind you, and, like, every time you look up, they move or they disappear?
It's Canadians.
The fucking that Doctor Who bit?
Yeah.
With, what's the thing? The things that erase your memory every time?
Silence?
It feels like I have not seen Doctor Who in, like, a year, but it's been, like, 3 months. It's serious. I never watched the regeneration episode. I haven't watched it yet.
You need to.
I should watch it. I haven't brought myself to watch it yet. I'm sad. I don't want to lose.
Well, because he was your first doctor, probably.
He was my third doctor.
Well, like, your first, like, I guess it's the most recent, but your first is probably, like, yeah.
My first was
Eccleston.
Eccleston, but that was when I was a kid. I watched that when I was a little kid.
Yeah,
and then I watched David Tennant was what I would consider my first doctor.
Yeah,
because I watched that when I was of age.
Yeah.
And that was the one I fell in love with. And I want to run away with on a mountain.
You
want to
run away with forever.
I do. And we can talk about Americans behind your back. Well, British people do that too. British people are the worst for that. Except they'll do it to your face. That's the thing with British people. Like, they'll do it to your face. We do it behind your back. We're smarter that way. But that's where we learned that from, was the Brits. Like, snarky sarcasm is like currency to those people. Yeah, so what was I saying about the Doctor Who thing?
Right. Your doctor.
It's like the silence, you know, where like every time you turn, every time you're not looking at them, they're just gone. So for all you know, there's one standing over you. That's exactly the way Canadians are. You'll never know it because every time you're looking at us, we're like, hi. And then you're gone. Fucking asshole. Look at that fucking prick. Look at his fucking, look at that. it's a very kid brother society. It really is. It's just like, we have that kid brother mentality towards the Americans where it's like, we're better than them at this. We're better than them at that. We're better than them at that. Why the fuck don't we get respect? Where the fuck is we? We're Canada. Fuck you. But then it's like, hey, brother. What's like, hey, what's going on? Oh, hey, brother. How's it going? Oh, my God. It's so happy to see you. We should hang out more.
Yeah.
And then it's just every time he's not around, it's like,
fuck that guy.
He's a fucking asshole. Why do you even like him? Like, seriously, why does anyone even hang out with him? We're so much better than him. If you knew how much of Canadian consciousness was consumed by telling ourselves how we're better than you, it's remarkable. Like,
Jesus.
It's crazy.
Guys are terrible.
We are the worst. It's true. And we're not as nice as people think we are. We really aren't. Like, we're sweet in a weird way. You know what Canada is? Canada is that person who wants to be the nicest person in the world.
But they're not.
But they're kind. They're, you know what we are? We're Bono.
You're Bono.
We're Bono. We're like, we go out of our way to do really nice shit for everybody, and we're just like, yeah, fucking charity, woo, everyone loves us, but really, nobody fucking likes us.
No one likes you at all.
Because we're kind of annoying. This is just how I feel about it anyway. I'm sure the rest of the world loves us, because everyone loves Bono.
Oh my God.
Do people actually like Bono? I feel like people
I don't know if people actually like Bono anymore.
I like Bono. I mean, I don't like Bono. I've always thought there was something weird about him. You know what it is? It's the shades.
It probably is the shades.
If you, because there's no human being. Again, douchebag Ben. We did a bit in the pre-show before we started recording where I don't remember why. I had this pair of sunglasses that are just sitting here. So I made a joke where I said, oh, I got to put on my show shades.
Oh, God.
And I caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror wearing, like, aviator shades indoors.
Hilarious.
And just like, oh, my God, this is douchey. Wait, I can make it douchier. So I spiked my hair up. I popped my collar out. And I was just fist bumping randomly. And Jessica's just losing her mind.
It was terrible, but it was great at the same time. I want to use it as like a reaction gif on Tumblr.
Oh, yeah. Like that would be like a thing that people are celebrating, but not really celebrating. That's what I feel like. Like,
really?
You know, like if you're celebrating, but you're actually kind of dumb. You think it's actually stupid.
Yeah.
Like a hipster. It's like very hipster. It'd be a very hipster gif in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, it would be like, oh, we did this thing. Yay. Like, not really that enthusiastic, but feigning enthusiastic. It'd be like, hey, look how great this is. Meant to convey that it's actually terrible.
It was.
Yes, it'd be like, I'm trying to think of something that would qualify as that. Oh, new Transformers movie.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. But no, it's like that's in my mind is like the minute I put sunglasses on indoors, douchebag. Like that's the minute my head goes there. I'm like, how can I douche myself up more? We should do that as the thing. We should do a psychological study where we take pictures of Bono doing really nice things and show people pictures of Bono doing really nice things wearing his sunglasses.
Yeah.
And then show a different control group of people the exact same pictures and Photoshop the sunglasses out. And I bet you. The people in the experiment group who without sunglasses would like Bono more. I bet they would be like, I like this guy.
I like this guy a lot. No.
There's something about him. You can see there's just something about his eyes.
He looks so friendly.
I never liked this guy before, but there's just something about him. There's a gleam in his eyes that I've never seen before. Because you've never seen his eyes before.
He's got a trusting face.
I always felt like there was something hidden about him. You know, like something he was holding back from the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. His eyes I always wondered about that when people wear sunglasses all the time, too. Like, your eyes must get fucked, right?
Wait, what?
Your eyes must get fucked up. Sorry. I wasn't a glitch. That was actually my voice glitching. your eyes must get fucked up, right?
Probably. A little.
You gotta imagine, he takes those sunglasses off. If he never takes those things off, like, he takes them off, and, like, every slight light is like...
It probably hurts his vision a bit if he's wearing them all the time.
Yeah. And, like, he's always wearing, like, do you always picture him? What kind of sunglasses do you always picture Bono wearing?
Those, like, purple faded aviators.
See, I always go with the blue ones. You know, he has those blue ones?
Yes.
And I just realized something. In Bono's world, everything is Avatar.
Oh, my God.
Like, he saw that movie Avatar and thought it was a documentary. He just walked in, he put the 3D glasses on. He's like, yes, everyone is blue, like in the rest of my life. He just randomly breaks into song for no reason. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about this. People who seem okay, but I don't know, for some reason, never want to hang out with.
Yeah.
Bono is definitely the top of the list.
Oh, my God.
He's the epitome of that to me. You know who another person who I think seems okay, but I'd never want to hang out with? Patton Oswalt.
Oh, yeah. I like Patton Oswalt a lot, and I think he'd be great. But then I feel like if I hung out with him, like, I don't know, something would, like, tick me off.
I feel like if I hung out with Patton Oswalt, I would want to strangle him within 15 minutes. That's
why?
There's just something about his personality. You know what it is? It's his Twitter. Like, I follow his Twitter, and I'm like, if we hung out in real life, I would kill you. Like,
I don't really follow him on Twitter. Like, I may follow him, but I don't keep up with my Twitter too much. Like, I kind of look at my Twitter every once in a while if someone, like, sends me a reply, but I don't keep up with my feed.
Yeah. I don't usually as much. I do at work a lot, which I hope my bosses aren't listening. That's why I find I do my most social networking is when I'm at work. Not Facebook. I don't tend to do a lot of Facebooking at work. I tend to do most of my Facebooking at home. For some reason in my head, I've made a distinction there. But on Twitter, I always have, when I'm doing paperwork or stuff, I'll always have the Twitter going.
Oh, yeah. I used to be like that. Yeah.
It's great because it's like a 15-second break. Like, it's a great little 15-second break because, you know, you're filing paperwork. Like, I do a desk job, so I file a lot of paperwork. I sort a lot of papers. So, like, my brain needs a break. So it's just like, so I sort like a stack. Like, da, 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 da. 15 seconds. Oh, that's funny. You know, and that's pretty much how I consume my Twitter now.
Yeah.
But it's great when it's, like, if I had it, like, if I was sitting at a desk and I just had it projected on a screen in front of me, that'd be ideal. Just, it's like a stock ticker, almost, of just tweets. That's what
That'd be nice, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have to go through and scroll, just see what's up. Oh, hey, look, that's up. Okay, cool, that's fun. Sorry, not sorry. That's still a thing. Okay.
All right.
I don't know. I feel like I've been watching, actually. In the last week, I think I've watched almost every single episode of At Midnight.
Really?
I don't know why. I like some of it. It's a great show.
Is good. I'll catch it every once in a while, or I'll watch it on demand if, like, someone's on there that I want to watch.
Yeah.
But, like, I won't go out of my way to sit down and watch it.
I started that way, where I started because I like Rooster Teeth, and there was the Rooster Teeth guys were on one episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started listening. And then I started watching them after Colbert, because I watched Stewart and Colbert every night. So it's like... So I started watching, you know, it was on, so I wasn't tired. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'll keep watching and watch that at midnight. And it was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, and it was the perfect show for what I needed this week. It was mostly this weekend, actually. It was the perfect show for what I needed this weekend because I was playing Sleeping Dogs, which is a video game, on the Xbox, which I got for free because Xbox Live Gold. Holla. That was one of the good games they gave out. It's actually a fun game. I mean, I'm glad I didn't pay for it, but it's a fun game. It's like Hong Kong Grand Theft Auto, which is pretty great.
That's pretty cool.
It's fun, and the story is pretty weak, but, you know, it's the driving is terrible, but it's fun. The combat mechanic is like, it's kind of like the Batman style combat mechanic, but just not as easy.
Yeah.
But not as fun and not as easy. It's like more difficult and like, yeah. But I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed my time in it. So I was just playing this game, this open world game, and I'm driving around getting collectibles. So, like, you know, and I got At Midnight sitting right next to me, just, you know, so I could almost hear it, and, you know, if I wanted to, I could pause the game if I wanted to watch something.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, it was absolutely perfect. Like, it's the absolute perfect, like, second screen, just, you know, ADD kid, can't focus on one thing at a time.
But yeah. No, I know.
But it's crazy, because I always considered, I mean, I'm not like... You know, Kurt, my Gasm of Thrones podcast partner, is much more internet savvy than I am. He's like, He's very good at that shit. Like, he's very internet guy. I'm not. But I always thought I was better than I am. And I'm watching At Midnight, and they're just, like, all these different references to things. And I'm like, I get. I'm at that point in my life now where I get what it's a reference to, but I don't get the reference.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not quite old where it's like, I don't even know what the fuck they're talking about. Like, what is this gobbledygook? Where they'll be like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I know what that's a reference to, but I have no idea what that reference means. But I still get the, you know, and I can figure it out. But yeah, I'm hoping I don't get old soon. But it's happening. It's starting to happen. It's starting to happen. Yeah. It's fun though. You know what it made me think? You know, when I'm watching At Midnight, I miss doing games on this show. Like,
oh yeah, I miss some of the games.
Yeah, like, and it's fun to watch a show because, like, that's kind of exactly what Braingasm was at one point. Like that kind of show where they bullshit around, they make stupid games. Like, that was a segment of Braingasm we did for a long time. Miss that. We definitely overplayed it. We definitely did it too much.
Because we did it way too much. That's why we kind of burnt ourselves out.
Yeah. But I love being Quizmaster or, like, playing the Chris Hardwick role where you just kind of, like... That's the thing. The one thing about At Midnight that I think is great is my favorite part of the episodes. And anybody who watches the show, you watch this part. It's my favorite thing. There's the live challenge where he'll throw up a thing. They go to commercial break. When they come back from commercial break, they'll have written something.
Yep.
And he divvies up the points. And so it'll be, like... 1,000 points to whoever had the funniest joke, and then either – sometimes it's 1,000 points all around, which is bullshit. What the fuck is that? It's just you might as well give them no points. You've changed the game, not at all. I know I'm getting into the game aspect of it all of a sudden. But so he'll give that out, and then it'll usually be 500 points to the second funniest joke and then 250 to the third funniest. Sometimes he goes 1,500.
Yeah.
Watch the reaction of the person who gets 250. It's fucking great. Every single time. It's just like, having fun, but fuck you. Because these are comedians. Like, these are comedians. These are my kind. I get that feeling. I know I would react the exact same way, which is that mixture of, like, hurt, but bitter. Just like, you son of a bitch. Just like, nobody takes it well. Like, literally, maybe I just notice it more because I'm more attuned to that exact reaction because I've had that reaction before. It's where you're sitting around with your comedian buddies and you throw out that joke that you think is going to be the funniest thing anyone's ever heard. Nobody laughs. And then somebody says something really dumb that you think is not funny. Everybody laughs and you're just sitting there like, fuck you. Just like... And it's just so funny. And, like, yeah, and they've distilled that. I don't know if I could do it, to be honest. Like, he's so casual with how he distributes. He's just like, 1,000 points to you, 500 to you, 250 to you. And he just looks at them while he does it. And it's just, I'm like, wow, that's fucking cold. You're cold, Hardwick. Like, you're
stone cold.
Stone cold Hardwick just laying down the band hammer. Just fucking, yeah. Just hitting them right in the face with that 250. It's great. But just that's if you ever want to watch the meta show on the show, just watch the person's reaction. It's fucking great. It's always because it's a split second. If you blink, you'll miss it. But it's always there. It's just like it's a little twitch, like a little anger twitch. Just, really? That's how you're gonna play it. And the show's edited really heavily too. Like that's the thing people don't maybe not realize.
Yeah, no, it is.
They put the extended take of the episode. I've never watched one of the extended. I don't actually want to watch one of the extended ones, to be honest.
Really?
I have the same theory about this that I have about the. I remember my ex Melissa. Of course, you remember her.
Yeah.
We got in a huge argument about this one time because we argued a lot. That's why she's my ex. We had a huge argument because she's a huge fan of Lord of the Rings, and I'm a huge fan of Lord of the Rings, but apparently I'm not a huge fan of Lord of the Rings because I'm not as big of a fan as she is, so fuck her.
Hush.
She's fine. She's fine. She's great. She's fine. I don't even know, actually. I haven't talked to her in a while. Anyway. Yeah, so she is a huge fan of Lord of the Rings, and she loves the extended editions of the movies. I don't like the extended editions of the movies. I don't watch them. I don't like them. I mean, I've seen them all. That would be a dick move to say. Like, I don't like. I've never seen them, but I don't. I hate people who do that. I've seen all of them. I don't like them compared to the theatrical versions. Because my thing is this: if this was absolutely essential material, you would not have cut it out in the first place. I walked into those movies, Lord of the Rings, in theaters, had a fantastic time, loved every minute of it, never once thinking, man, you know what's missing right here? A scene where we see what everybody got from Lothlorien. Like, you know,
oh, my God. Yeah, no, like, some of the extended stuff. Some of the extended stuff can be, like, really fun, but then, like, you kind of realize why they cut it out.
I know, and that's the exact same way I feel about At Midnight. Like, the show, one of the thing I love more about At Midnight than anything is the fact that it just clips along so quick and it just bang, 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 joke, 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 joke. It's great for an ADD brain because it's just a comedy nerd ADD brain. This show was designed for me. Like, just joke every 5 seconds, never stopping, constant momentum. It's awesome. And I just feel like I've never watched the extended episodes, but I feel like it's going to be longer and, like, more jokes that don't hit and, like... And, yeah, like, if this joke was so funny, why'd you cut it out in the first place? That's kind of, you know, that's kind of how I feel about it. I don't know. But it's one of those things, like, if you're ever, like, doing a comedy show, don't get discouraged. You watch a lot of these shows and stuff, and, like, you got to realize this is heavily edited. Like, there's so many jokes that they told that didn't get on air. There's so many jokes they told that didn't even make the extended edition.
Really?
Yeah, I guarantee it. Like, I guarantee it. They sit there, and they probably record for, like, an hour. And, like, out of that hour, they'll get 20 minutes. But that's just how it works. You know, like, every comedy writer, every comedian you know who's, like, the funniest dude you ever thought, like Patton Oswalt, for example. Patton Oswalt writes a lot of shitty jokes. I guarantee you he does. He writes a lot of jokes that are worse than jokes you've written. You know the difference is, though? You never hear those.
Well, yeah.
You know, and so I don't think there's any artist, every artist out there who's getting discouraged watching professionals. I have this problem. I get discouraged sometimes. You gotta remember.
I'd imagine you would.
You're seeing the finished product. Like, you're seeing the thing that is, you know, you don't see the work that, and a lot of people, that's why I love when people come out and support local comedy. Because without audiences, local comedy can't survive. Like, we need people to come out and help us workshop our material. And, like, you need to be part of the process. Yes. Everybody wants to be there for the finish. The finished product is undeniably the best version. And if you're going to see a show, the finished one is the recording show that when we do our tapings, that's the one to see. And that's the show where we're like, man, that was amazing. Every moment of my life built to this. But every moment before that builds to that moment. So, like, yeah. And that's why it's cool. I enjoy it. I haven't done comedy in a bit, actually. I've been on a bit of a hiatus.
Really?
Yeah. I took a little break when I took that second job that I don't want to talk about. So I took a bit of a hiatus. I said, you know, while I'm doing this job, I'm not, it's only for the next week. I'm like, yeah, while I'm doing this, I'm not going to do comedy. So it's been about 3 weeks since I did my last show.
So you take a little bit of a break and then you're just going to jump back into it.
That's what I'm planning on. Yeah. I've already actually, it's funny. I've already booked 2 shows for when I come back.
Good.
It's weird. It's like, oh, it's like, you know, it really is that how can we miss you if you're never not there? The minute I'm not there, it's like, hey man, you want to do a show? I'm like, yes I do, when I'm free. Just like, it's good. I think Jeff Stroop misses me though, because he started texting me. We never text. Like, Jeff and I barely text each other, only when like Weird Al does something or like it's something like crazy happens, or like we have to communicate to meet up somewhere. But we don't just text like, how you doing? And he texted me that the other day. He's like, how you doing? And I'm like, you miss me, don't you? He's like, yeah.
He misses you.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's fun. I do miss doing comedy, though.
Aww.
Apparently, it's killing me.
Not killing you.
Because I feel like absolute crap.
I'm sorry.
I want to talk about something else. We have talked about At Midnight. This has been a fucking ramble hour.
Yeah,
this
we have.
This is going to be a fun one to write a description about. I always love these episodes. Their descriptions are so hard to write. Next week's episode is 150. This is going to be weird.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready for 150. I might make this 149 and a half.
No, don't do that again.
I'm just saying. I don't know if I'm ready for
You do that all the time. I don't like it.
I know, but I just don't feel ready for it. I mean, right now I feel like dog shit. So I feel like I want to be ready for it. I want to be good for 150, you know? You realize that 150 we're not going to do anything, right? I think that's been established as a joke for a long time, that we've just been building it up to nothing, right? I hope that people get that. They're not expecting, like, elephants or, like, we're just going to do this thing where we're going to just talk about the show. That's all we're going to do. We're not going to do any big canons, like, we're not going to have any big guest stars or, like, you know, like, do an extravaganza. Nothing shocking is going to be. It's just going to be us bullshitting, remembering the show. That's all. It's going to be fun. And I'm going to enjoy the shit out of it. You're going to enjoy the shit out of it. And the audience is going to enjoy the shit out of it. But I want to talk about something else, because Jessica got a new job.
Yay, new job for
Ain't
me.
Ain't no bag. Cheska's got a brand new job. Incidentally, did you know they're making a James Brown biopic?
Yes, I've known that for a while because the commercials have been out for like the past 2 weeks.
I didn't know that until I saw a commercial for it. And I'm like, why is Jackie Robinson all of a sudden James Brown? This is freaking me out. Because it's the same dude from 42.
Like,
has he just decided he's playing every single famous black person in history? Like, his MLK movie will be next, and then his Urkel movie will be after that.
Oh my god, stop.
I would actually love an Urkel movie. We were talking about Urkel in the pre-show.
We were debating how Urkel became Stefan and if he stayed Stefan.
No, we found out he cloned himself.
He cloned himself. One of them was Stefan after he cloned himself.
Yeah. No, they were both Urkel. And then they decided that one of them would become Stefan.
Yeah, one would become Stefan.
Which, realistically, that's the better deal. Like, Stefan is better than Urkel.
I don't know. It depends. Stefan stuck up, too.
I have never watched a single episode of Family
You
Matters.
Need to see just, like, a little bit of, like, Family, was it?
I mean, I've seen a little bit of it, obviously. Everyone's seen a little bit. I just never watched. I remember my cousin was really into it. Which is weird, because my cousin's my age.
Oh. I'm trying to think. I'm like, I'm not much older than you, and like, I still watched it. It was on like, what is it, Channel 11 all the time. It was on Channel 9, I think, for a while. It was like, they put it on a few different networks.
Yeah. That's the show. I'm not going to see it, though. It's just not going to happen. Like, maybe, the closest I'll get is maybe I'll watch a Coach. That's about it. That's the closest.
Oh, God. I hated Coach.
I never saw Coach either. You know what's the best show ever, though? Frasier.
I love Frasier, but we've talked about Frasier a lot.
I know, but there's never an excuse not to talk about Frasier. There's never an excuse not to talk
about
it.
But have you watched Cheers?
I've watched Cheers. Who hasn't watched Cheers?
Yeah, well, not a lot of people have watched Cheers.
But Frasier is better than Cheers.
It is.
It's way better than Cheers. Like, it's sacrilegious maybe to say that, but it's true. Frasier is smarter, funnier, sharper. Better characters, weirdly more relatable.
Like, I love them. I love Frasier so much.
Yeah, like everything about it. It's just the perfect show. That's the thing, and that's the thing about Frasier is that it's very, very stuck up, but it's also very raunchy. Like it's very.
It
like,
is
the rawest character is just nothing but like double entendres and sex jokes constantly. Like they do so many like vaudevillian episodes. Like yeah, it's a strangely approachable show.
It is. Like, you don't even have to, like, I don't know. It just seems like a lot of people may shy away from it because they think it's, like, kind of pretentious. But it's, like, it's just the air that the characters have.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious. Like, when you get down to it, it's a very funny show.
It's not
a smart,
show.
Funny show.
It's not a pretentious show. It's a show about pretentious people.
It is. Yeah, exactly.
You know, in the same way that, like, it's, like, you know, you can watch a certain show. And, like, I got Friday Night Lights. It's not a sports show. It's a show about people who play sports.
Exactly.
You know, and that's why I like it. But Cheska got a brand new job.
Yay, new job for me.
Now we're taking all of this back. So how you been enjoying? You want to tell people what your new job is, or you want to keep that in the shroud of secrecy?
No, it's
like
fine. I already put it on Facebook. I got hired as a product consultant for Sephora through JCPenney. So I'm not working in like Sephora proper. I'm working at their like small Sephora store inside of JCPenney. So I'm an employee, technically, of JCPenney.
So,
what?
Reel me this. What's a Sephora?
Sephora is, like, a very large makeup supplier. They carry different brands. They've been around since the 70s, actually.
What's a makeup?
Like, eyeshadow and foundation and girly things that Ben doesn't wear.
Well, how do you know? Girls be all up on my goth swag.
Do you?
As we recall from an earlier episode, girls be all up on my goth swag. No, I don't. I went to drag once for Halloween, and I wore makeup.
That.
You saw the picture of that.
That was beautiful.
I was not an attractive woman.
you were quite the woman.
I was more attractive than you'd think I'd be, but not much.
You were a handsome woman.
I had big boobs, big fake titties. And I let everybody motorboat them because I'm a party girl. I'm a nice girl.
You're a party girl.
I'm the kind of girl you don't bring home to mom. I'm the kind of girl you bring home to dad. Yeah.
You're disgusting.
Yeah. Right. Little intergenerational three-way action happening. What?
Oh, stop. No.
Twist. I'm actually a dude. And then the son's like, what? And the dad's like, what? And Urkel's like, what?
Oh my god.
Why is Urkel there?
I have no idea.
Yeah. End scene.
End scene.
All right, but so you're working at JCPenney.
Yeah, working at JCPenney, which is, it's a department store.
I don't actually know. We don't have that in Canada.
You don't have JCPenney in Canada?
No,
we do you have Macy's in Canada?
No.
Okay.
We have Kmart. We had Kmart. Zeller's, which is gone now too, actually. We have Hudson's Bay, which is still around. We have Sears and Walmart.
Okay. Well, it's like a high-end department store.
Oh, so like the Bay. The Hudson's Bay is like the high-end department. You know how much a blanket costs at Hudson Bay Company?
How much?
$300.
Really?
$300. Have you seen those, like, I'll show you a picture. You've probably seen these very Canadian, like, Hudson's Bay blankets. They're fucking ridiculous.
Oh, my God. But, like they sell, like, home goods. They sell furniture. They sell, you know, women's clothing, men's clothing. They have a kids department. They have makeup counters that aren't Sephora. They have, you know, perfume. It's like going into a department store and, like, buying nice clothes.
So like an old school style, like Americana department store, like back in the day. Like,
yeah, like Macy's is like one of the more high end. Like JCPenney is like, you know, average middle class can like go into JCPenney and like buy what they need. But like some of the stuff is expensive. Oh my God, I've seen those blankets.
And just so you think, just so you don't think I'm kidding, that's actually $400. Sorry.
Oh, Jesus. What is this made out of? Like,
it is made, let's find out. This is a Hudson's Bay Company multi-stripe point blanket for the audience playing along at home.
It's a nice, it's polar fleece. No
That's
wonder.
That's a queen. A twin is $295.
Oh, shit.
A full size is $350.
Oh.
I don't know what full is, but apparently. Let's see. The primary colors of the signature Hudson's HBC collection striped point blanket first became popular in the reign of Queen Anne, 1702 to 1714. Jesus, that bitch did not reign for very long. Apparently, she came along, got blankets, and fucking croaked. First commissioned by HBC in 1800, the multi-stripe has never been out of production since. It is the most popular colorway of all the HBC point blankets. Oh, that's a fucking distinction right there. The most popular colorway of all of them, past or present. You missed this because you disconnected for a second there.
I was reading along with it.
It came into production 214 years ago, and they've never stopped production, and apparently that's a good thing. I can't think of many things that from 214 years ago that have not improved since then. Over time, it has become the product most identified with HBC and, by extension, Canada. Go fuck yourself. We have maple syrup. That wins. Careful attention to detail and authenticity ensures that today's customer is acquiring the same high-quality blanket as the one produced centuries before. So it's shit, is what you're saying, because everything made by people back in the day was shit. It's true. Like, think about one thing that was better then, technology-wise. I'm just like, yeah.
Oh, I don't even know. I can't even answer you.
Today, the point blanket is manufactured in Yorkshire Yorkshire, England? So it's not even Canadian.
Yeah, it's not really Canadian then.
The point blanket is manufactured in Yorkshire at the finest woolen mill in England. The number of points or handmade thin stripes on the edge of the blanket reflects its handmade thin stripes. Fuck you, white people. Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
That's all I read. This entire thing is fuck white people. Fuck white people. They got too much money. Fuck white people. Fuck white people. That's all I'm thinking this whole time.
Holy
shit. Here we go. This is where it gets good. 100% woven wool with 3.5 points, 60 inches by 86 inches.
No. Yeah. I don't even care.
Yep. $400 for that beautiful blanket right there.
I can't.
$400. Like, I don't know if you can tell. It's not very thick. It's not
a polar fleece. Like, of course, it's not going to be that thick.
This blanket is not. It's not the kind of blanket where you're just like, this will satisfy my family for my entire family for the winter. It's a fucking blanket. It's just a blanket.
Like, going through their website, they seem more on the end of Macy's than they would JCPenney. Like, because they carry things like Coach and JCPenney's doesn't do that. Like, Macy's has, like, those high-end, like, hoity-toity brands like Louis Vuitton and Coach and Prada, and JCPenney doesn't. So, but, like, JCPenney does have, like, Sephora, so we have like the really high end makeup, and they have MAC, so it's like two very like conflicting things.
Yeah.
But going through this, this is like, holy crap, like I can't even afford half the shit on this.
This is where Canadian asshole rich people go. Like, this is exactly, you think Canadians are nice? No, we're fucking yuppie assholes. We've got just as many yuppie assholes. Like, this is our version of national pride. Like, this is our version of that thing you'll buy just because it's America.
Oh, because of, yeah.
It's this. Like, that blanket is like, I am buying this because I have way too much money, and I am so proud of my Canadian heritage. That is why you buy a $400 blanket. Go fuck yourself. I would never buy that shit. Smash it to me 25 years from now when I have a wife who buys that shit. And I'm like, it's great.
Oh, honey, it looks fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. And I'm just sitting there like, I'm like, see that fucking bitch over there? How fucking stupid is that? What is she, an American? Fuck, who am I even fucking talking to? The dog?
Oh, my God.
Because Maggie and Oliver are both still alive at this point. 25 years from now, I'm putting it out there. I've got this blanket. Both my dogs are fine.
Oh. But I spent like basically like, because today was the first day of my training. I spent like literally we were there from noon until 5 watching training videos. And we took like a 5-minute break where one of the guys from HR took us upstairs to the break room, showed us where our lockers were going to be, and showed us the break room and the refrigerator and the microwave, and then brought us back down so we could watch.
Sounds exciting.
Exactly. So we could watch more videos.
So wait, so what kind of videos are we watching here? Is this like the 1980s, like, welcome to the team?
No, like it's definitely like they were made in the early 2000s or mid 2000s. And it's like, oh, hey, you know, congratulations on getting your job at JCPenney and blah, blah, blah. We stand for integrity and all this other bullshit. By the way, you're going to be watching videos about blah, 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 blah. And like, oh, it's like sexual harassment, like how to properly lift things. Like,
and now we're going to throw over to my friend Shirley over in cosmetics. Hi, Shirley. Hi, Doug.
Like, oh, God. Like they were like, oh, then you have to do, what is it? It's the fair and square way of greeting your customer. And it's like they go through like
step
each,
one.
They go through each letter of like the word fair. And I'm like, this has to end.
What's fair and square? I don't know. I'm so excited right now.
All I know is, like, fair is, like, you know, like, you have to have, like, an engaging face. Like, greet your customer.
Make
like,
sure you've got an engaging face, and you greet your customers. You don't want them coming in and being like, oh, no, like, honey doesn't care about me.
They're like, greet them as if you would an old friend. I'm like, that
hi,
is just
customer. It's good to see you. What can I help you with?
No, they said never say, can I help you? Ask engaging questions. That's A.
Oh, ask engaging questions. Have you ever murdered somebody? And if so, can I watch?
Oh, my God. It's like, it's bad. But it was that along with like, oh, this is what harassment
I stands for irritable
is.
Bowel syndrome, which you now have from watching this video.
It was terrible. Like, there was a whole video on, like, safety with, like, you know, oh, if there's a spill, make sure that, you know, you make sure no one slips on it. You know, if you need help, clean it up.
And
blah,
if they
blah,
do
blah,
slip on it, here's how you
ground.
Hide the body.
It was just, like, I watched 5 hours of Common Sense.
Yeah.
Literally, like, honestly, like, they could have just sat me down. Like, we could have gone over so many other things, like, Thursday, we're learning how to use their POS system, which is fine because, like, I've actually never used a POS system. But not only do we have, like, the computers, but they have, like, handheld ones that are, like, in iPhones or something now. And you can, like, check customers out and scan shit with this iPhone device called a Libby. And it does everything that the register can do. I'm like, that's pretty awesome. Like, I have to get trained in both of that. And then after my whole JCPenney training, I get to go to Sephora University for, like, another 5 hours.
Shit. What's their school mascot?
I don't know.
Come on, there's got to be a cool school mascot.
No, it's just, like, their training is just called Sephora University.
I know, but if you're going to call it Sephora University, you've got to have a school mascot.
I don't know, like the fighting moisturizers?
Fighting moisturizers.
It's just like a bottle of lotion with an angry face and fists.
It's just a jerk off fist.
Exactly.
And a bottle of lotion with fists is not Sephora University.
It's hilarious.
That's the Sears catalog university. Yes.
Oh my God.
So you sound like you had an eventful day. You sound like you learned a lot. You learned a lot about dealing with people.
I learned a lot with dealing with people, and I learned a lot of, like, let's remember common sense, but it was,
I learned something today, you guys. Did they actually teach you anything you didn't know, like, relevant? Like, it was, there's got to have been at least a couple moments where you were like, oh, okay. This may be justifying my time.
Did you ever see, what is it, America's Most Wanted?
No. Well, I mean, okay, I watched a couple episodes. But I never watched
There was a video where the host from that, because he's the guy who actually, like, created the whole Code Adam thing. We had to watch a whole video about Code Adam and how to react to one.
What the hell is Code Adam?
Code Adam is when a kid, you know, wanders away from their parent or gets taken in the store, and the employees have to call a Code Adam, where the store basically kind of, like, not so much shuts down, but all employees are, like, on high alert looking for this kid, like, at entrances, like, throughout their departments to make sure that the kid hasn't been kidnapped. And if he has, like, you have to take the right precautions and call the police and all this other stuff. So it's really just how to deal with, like, a missing child. Because
you should have called it was Code Bad Mom. Where the hell are you looking at?
Well, because, like, the kids wander off because, like, they're bored. Like, you know, like, when you were a kid, you were, you know, if your parents dragged you out to go shopping, you know, you're not going to stay in one place because you're just tired of watching them shop.
I did. I was a good little boy.
But I guess apparently the guy, the host, his kid was kidnapped at a mall. And I think within 3 or 4 hours later, like, they found his son, like, brutally murdered.
Jesus. And,
yeah, no, it was really, like, holy shit. Like, it was surprising. But, like, watching that and seeing how they took it from, like, one Walmart and then implemented it, like, nationwide, I thought it was very interesting. So, like, I actually learned something pretty valuable. But other than
that's cool, at least. Yeah.
Other than that, like, I didn't really learn much.
I don't know. It's just one of those things. Like, I find now that I'm shrouding it in secrecy, but I'm in a profession where I deal with a lot of children. A lot of children that I'm responsible for. And it's like, when you have to deal with being responsible for, like, 20 children on a field trip, you don't really have sympathy for parents losing one. It's just like, how do you lose one? Like, I have 20. I got all of them on the bus. Like, how does... Yeah. You lose a little sympathy that way.
Yeah.
I went on a field trip recently with children that I'm responsible for a reason that I will not specify. Which actually makes it sound more ominous than the truth. Now it sounds like I'm, like, murdering children. No, I work in a school. I work in a school. Yeah, we took a field trip, and it was a bunch of grade ones, and I was just running after them, you know, all day. That's all I did all day. I was so tired by the end of that day because I was herding chickens because I'm running back and forth after one, then running after the other one. Just, yeah.
They're just terrible.
They're the best, though. They're cute. We talked about wrestling all the way. We were on the bus ride over. They wanted to ask. They talked about wrestling the whole time, and I was talking wrestling with these, like, six-year-old kids. One of them was born in 2008.
Stop it.
I graduated high school in 2007. And
I graduated in 2005. Don't even start.
I smoked weed before that child existed. Like, that's just so weird to think. I drank before that child existed. Like, I drove a car before that child existed.
Oh, my God. I can't even.
And he's not even the youngest one. That's the thing, that there's so many kids I deal with that are younger. But he was like, oh, yeah, like... He said the best thing. He said, first you're young, and then you're old.
Like, exactly. Wait. That's exactly how it works.
I feel like there's a bit of – you missed a bit in the middle there. Nope. Not a –
Nope. That's exactly how it is.
He said – actually, the full quote is, first you're young, then you're old, and you die. Wait, what? I don't know if this kid thinks, like, you're young, and then immediately, like, it's like Logan's Run. You're, like, running around the playground, and all of a sudden you're an old man. He's like, where's my pudding? And then, poof, dead. Kids are the best that way, though. They really don't get how life works. But, yeah, so once you get to Sephora University, what are you majoring in?
I'd be majoring in cosmetics and moisturizers and fragrances.
So is this, like, is Sephora, is this a good store? Like, is it a bad store? In terms of the stores you could work at.
It's honestly, I think it's one of the better stores that someone could work at in a retail industry. Like, as much as, like, retail is very much customer-oriented, like, this is one where, like, you have to kind of immerse yourself in the customer orientation and, like, making sure that, you know, you take care of their needs. Like, because you're working one-on-one with your clientele. You're not just, like... you know, fielding questions or, like, pointing them in the right direction. Like, you're physically taking them and, like, helping them pick out you know, shades that look good on them or like something that matches their complexion or like, let's say they have like really oily skin, you can find them something, you can find them like a moisturizer or something that can help wick away that oil, like something specifically tailored to them. So it's like a very personable experience.
Makeup is fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird industry. Like billions of dollars are spent every year trying to make us not look like the way we look. It's crazy when you think about it. But the problem is we can't get rid of it now.
No, of course.
Like, before, we were fine. We never needed it before. It was just like, you know what? We got this. Women look like women. Men look like men. We're good. But now, men have looked like men. You know, they got, like, our nice hair with our hair product and, like, you know, shaved up with those Gillette, all that Gillette stuff and, like, you know, with our, you know, like, friggin' duh. I'm trying to think, what do men do? I'm just, like, really blank, drawing a blank. What do men do? Men have got a great deal. We really do. Like, we can look as ugly as we want, and women are like, ooh, he's rugged. He's going for that Duck Dynasty look.
Oh, God, fucking Duck Dynasty. I can't.
Women are completely – I've seen videos like women when they take their makeup off, and they don't even look like the same person. Like, if you stood them next to each other, like, this is me with makeup, this is me without makeup, I'd be like – if you said, is this the same person? I'd be like, nope.
Oh, you know, well, you've seen me without makeup. You haven't seen me, like, all done up. Like, there are Facebook pictures of me, like, with, like, full-on makeup. But it's, like, completely different in person. Like, it's staggering the difference that makeup can make for you.
Absolutely. And it's a lie. It's a fucking lie. It's what it is.
It's not a lie. Like, a lot of people. Why is it a lie? Just because it's quote-unquote false advertising?
It is false advertising. But, no, because it's the same thing. I've ever told you my theory about this, about people getting in shape.
Mm-hmm.
When I started getting in shape, which I have not, I've been slacking off. I haven't run.
I've been slacking too. We kind of need to get back on.
I still look good. Like, I still haven't gained any weight back, but I still like. I don't feel good. I don't feel as good as I did.
Yeah.
You know what I think it is? I'm getting used to my body now. I'm just used to being skinny now. It's just like, now I don't feel that. You know that feeling when you get when you first lose a lot of weight, and you're just like, I feel fucking great. I'm amazing. Yeah. And now it's just like, I'm just me.
Now
like,
I'm just me.
I've been skinny for long enough now that it's like, I'm just Ben. Oh, no.
It's just Ben.
But I had this theory. So, like, my normal weight when I wasn't running and I wasn't doing anything, that's my what I would call my Ben at, like, base point. You know, which realistically, Ben at base point was a lazy fuck. Like, he really was. Like, he ate like shit and he was a lazy asshole. Like, so realistically, that was probably Ben worse. This is probably Ben at base point, like what I am now. And then I've still got places to go. I could go up. You know, I'm not an Adonis, but like I'm in better shape.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole reason we get in shape is to like, or the whole reason like we have like reproduction with each other, like the whole reason we have sex with each other is to spread our genetic material. You know, and it's like, oh, they're attractive, he's attractive, she's attractive. Therefore, it's like, oh, our genes would mix well together and make great kids. That's. You know,
that was the whole point. It's like, you know, you kind of breed for like better.
Yeah, that's why we do it. That's like, if you look at our society, everything is structured around that. It's all just an elaborate lie. Everything we've created is an elaborate lie to distract us from two things. The fact that we want to have children immediately and the fact that we know that we're going to die someday. Everything is explained if you know those two things are underlying everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so when I got in shape, all of a sudden women were more attracted to me, and they're just like, oh, I'd like to get with him. Oh, I'd like to do this. Oh, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, but my genetic material didn't change a goddamn inch.
Like, yeah, no, it was just like the outside.
I had the same genetic material, so I was lying to these women. I was just like, yeah, look at these. These are some healthy, sexy, skinny sperms. Look at these skinny sperms.
No, but it's the same thing. Like, basically, like, you know, your gene, like, the fact that you can drop the weight and keep it off, like, it shows that you do have good genes. It shows that, you know, you do have a good metabolism.
Don't
that,
ruin
like,
this joke for me, Jessica.
I'm ruining
Don't
it
ruin
for
this
you, Ben.
Bit for
I'm
me.
Ruining it for but you, Ben, because the science
the
outweighs
makeup,
it.
Makeup is the same thing, though. It's just like, oh, yeah, look at her. She's got blah, blah, blah. Look at this. She blah, blah, blah.
No, it would only be the same if you were still fat and you're wearing a girdle.
But I'm not saying men's rights. I'm not going like men's rights, women are lying to us, fuck you. I'm saying is we fucked ourselves. We as a society have fucked ourselves because now we can't go back. Because I'm not going to lie to you ladies. I see that video of like, you know, the video of like, oh, these women without their makeup, they don't look better. They don't. They just don't, you know?
Oh my god.
If they didn't, if they looked better without makeup, they wouldn't have worn makeup in the first place.
No, but then, like, you bullshit and say, like, oh, but I like you guys without makeup. But then when you see us without makeup, like, you're like, oh god, what is that? Put it away.
I do like women without makeup. I like women when they're dressed down. But I don't like them.
You like women. You like women with natural looking makeup. You like women who look like they put no effort into their face, and yet they still spent, like, half an hour to 45 minutes on their face, making it look like they didn't give a shit.
Woman, I was in a relationship for 4 years. I've seen woman without her makeup. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been around. Like, if you've been in a long-term relationship, you've seen the woman you're with without makeup on.
You hope so.
At some point, you've seen that. Yeah, I don't mind the non-makeup look, but it's not better. It's not like you sit there and you're like, these women are like, oh, we're empowering ourselves. But that's what I'm saying is, as a society, we fucked ourselves. Because now we can't go back. Because now it's just like, we can't go back.
Well, because, like, this whole standard, it just keeps getting, like, raised higher and higher. Because,
that's right.
Like, women have to look like this and men have to look like that. And it's
woman is going to be like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm going to fucking say fuck you to that. And then guess what's going to happen? Nobody's going to fuck that person. And then she's going to start wearing makeup because we fucked ourselves. And I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm not saying it's my fault. I'm not saying it's my gender. It's probably my gender's fault. But it's probably
your gender's
fault too.
It's all your gender's fault.
It's both of our gender's fault. It's my gender for being like, I like an unreal and reasonable, like, it's my gender's fault for saying, oh, this level of beauty that I seek is unrealistic. And it's your gender's fault for going, I can do that.
I can do that. Watch me.
If you ladies had just been like, oh yeah, well, fuck you, get used to it. Then we would have been like, okay, because
we have that. We have that, and they're called, like, you know, crazy feminists.
Exactly.
Like the crazy feminists who, like, think it's, like, terrible for a woman to, like, want to be in the kitchen or want to stay at home. Like the social justice warrior feminists are the ones I'm speaking about. Not everyday feminists. I'm talking about, like, the really crazy, like, extremely liberal feminists.
I am in a situation. I work primarily with women. Like, most of the people I work with are women. I'm in education. All, like, elementary education. I hate to tell you this, there's not a lot of dudes in elementary education.
No, there aren't.
So well, I get women, like, in the workplace. Most of the people I work with in the workplace are women. Never been one point where I'm like, this is weird.
Well, I just noticed that, like, it seems like a lot of parents seem to get uncomfortable if one of their young children's, like, elementary school teachers is a man, unless they're, like, fourth or fifth grade teachers teaching, like, science or something, or
see,
art.
It's weird with that, because I do get that, but I do get that sometimes, but, like, I find more the opposite.
Really?
More refreshed by it, to be honest. And
and I like to see more men in those roles because I think that they're just as fantastic at them as the women are.
But it just seems
that the stigma isn't broken.
If I can make one point about this, and I think that the reason that I say that is that the situation I'm in and the situation I work with is different. I tend to work in a lot of, like, I've never worked in a school that was nice. You know, I've always been working in schools in really hard areas. And I work in schools that the kids don't have a lot of male role models. Like, they don't, you know, the kids I work with, they, you know, a lot of them don't have dads. A lot of them, you know, they're the closest thing they have to a dad is like an uncle or something like that, usually an older brother.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's different because, like, they see me and it's like, oh, a positive male role model. Like, that's the thing. Like, oh, it's a male person in this young child's life who is a positive force. So I think my version, and I wonder if I were to go to, like, more suburban, like, you know, white kid schools, if it would be different, looked at differently. But I find more often I get looked at like, oh, cool, there's a man teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I just said it.
No, well, it honestly, like, if I think it depends, it varies from area to area. I really think that if you went to, like, a more suburban place, that you'd probably see, you know, you'd probably see a lot more men in those roles rather than, like, you know, like, the stigma there rather than how you're experiencing it where it's like, oh, cool, I have a guy as my teacher. So it's like I had the first male teacher I had, aside from my art teacher, who we only had, like, twice a week, was I had my first math teacher who was a guy in, like, fourth grade. Same thing. I had, like, my second male teacher was a science teacher, and it was the father of one of my friends that I grew up with in fifth grade.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a female dominant. But, you know, getting back to the whole, like makeup thing, it's just, like, it's just funny that, like, you know, you're going to the cosmetics industry, which you are. Even if you're in retail, you're a part of the industry.
I am,
but it's just such a fucking weird industry. And like, that's what I look at it, and I'm like, I see these teachers working hard every day, working with them. And like, I'm never sitting there going like, oh, makeup, woo. Just like, and it's just, and we fucking lied. We fucked it up. We screwed ourselves. We screwed ourselves so hard. You have to admit it.
How much
happier would you be if you lived in a world where you didn't have to wear makeup?
I'd be very upset. Actually, really? Yeah, wow. I like wearing makeup. It makes me feel better about myself.
Right, it makes you feel better about yourself because we've convinced you that it needs to make you feel better about yourself.
No, not even. It's just like, it's so stupid. There's a post that's been around Tumblr, and it's like, I feel so silly. You know, it's so silly that how, you know, drawing a black line across your eyes can make you feel 10 times better. And the truth is it does. Like, it kind of, like, for me, like, I don't feel put together unless I have, like, some eyeliner on. I won't go out of the house unless I have eyeliner on. Like, I could say fuck it to anything else, and as long as, like, I have my eyes done, and my, like, that's my quote-unquote my face is on.
You know, but, it sounds like? It sounds like eat me with my hair.
What?
I'm very particular about my hair.
Well, I am, too. Like, I will sit and I will straighten my hair. Like, I don't like how it is naturally. As long as my hair is straight and my bangs are in order and they're not, like, all over the place or it doesn't look, like, greasy or anything, I'm a very happy camper.
Oh, my God. You want to talk about people who fuck themselves?
Dyeing my hair, too. Like, I don't like my hair as natural color, so, like, I feel better when my hair is dyed.
Yeah, black women have fucked themselves.
Why?
And we fucked it. Like, the amount of shit they do their hair. I saw a thing about this. It was like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, no, some of them go to crazy amounts to do what they do to their hair.
You get, like, straight hair. They don't have straight hair. It's just not natural. I'm like, the shit they have to go through is, like,
yeah, they
why?
Can do, like, chemical straightening or they can get it straightened, but it only lasts for so long. Like, my friend had, she had a weave-in for the longest time, and, like, when I met her, she had the long hair in, and I'm like, it, you know, it looks amazing. Like, I love your hair. And then, like, one of the girls on the team came up to her, and, like, just started touching her hair. She's like, can I help you? She's like, sorry, like, I've never felt, like, you know, like, what your hair would feel like. And she's like, yes, I'm a black person, and this is my hair.
I'm a black person, I have hair, therefore it's hair that is black person hair.
Yeah, no, and, like, she's, like, honestly, like, she's the sweetest gal you'll meet, but it's, like, I was surprised that, like, you know, she handled it the way she did, that she wasn't, like, you know, you could just fucking stop.
Step
like
off,
she was just like,
which is what I would have said. Just
yeah,
fuck off,
like. She handled it like it's like, oh, this has happened so many times before. I'm like, that's insane. That and like, I think someone said like, oh, that's really like ghetto music you're listening to, and she just like shrugged it off. She's like, you know, forget it. Like, I like what I like.
Yeah, that's more sad than anything. It's just like, fuck it, I don't even care anymore. I'm not gonna fight you.
She's like, I don't need to explain myself.
I'm not gonna fight your ignorance anymore. I'm
exactly.
I've been fighting ignorance for far too long. Get me a sandwich.
Like, honestly, like, I think if you met Dami, like, you'd probably really like her. She's a real funny gal. She's really sweet.
Oh, we should get her on the podcast.
She's busy. She works at Vassar. She works at Vassar at the college in Poughkeepsie.
So I have three jobs. I still manage to do the podcast. That's all I'm saying.
Well, if she has day off, maybe.
Yeah, you should ask her. Fine. We're always good. I like having good people on the podcast. Let's do it.
What would you talk to her about?
I don't know. Whatever. Everything. Whatever she's on, whatever's on her mind, whatever she wants to talk about, whatever, like any guest we have on the show. You said she's funny. We said we'd get along. Therefore, I said let's get her on the podcast.
Probably would.
What do you think I think we're going to talk about?
I don't know.
You think I'm going to turn to like James Lipton or something like, what is your favorite swear word?
Oh, my God.
Can I talk to... No, she is an actor, so I was gonna say I love what James Lipton does because he's such a weird interviewer.
He's so fucking strange.
He's old too. Like, he's so old. That's a dude who dyes the shit out of his hair. Like,
hair
ain't natural. That dude's like 70 something years old. Let's find out how old James Lipton is. James Lipton. Then we gotta get out of here because we're already over an hour. James Lipton. You wonder how old James Lipton is?
How old is he?
How old do you think James Lipton is?
I think he is 65 years old.
I thought he was 70-something. Turns out we're both wrong.
How old is he?
James Lipton is 87 years old.
Shut the front door.
James Lipton was born in 1926. He was born 3 days before us, and then many, many, many decades before.
Oh, my God.
September 19th, 1926.
That's crazy.
He was 18 during World War II.
Wow.
Holy shit.
That's crazy.
He graduated in high school in 1944. That is
goddamn
nutty.
That's fucking weird.
That is so weird. That is so weird. He's like been married to a person. He's on his second wife, and he's been married to his second wife for longer than almost longer than my mom has been alive.
Wow.
God damn it.
God damn.
God damn it. All right, we should wrap this thing up. That was a fun episode. I enjoyed it.
It was fun.
I didn't know what we were going to talk about. And then we just kind of got in there and just started happening. Shit happens. I like that. So next week we are going to be back for episode number 150. Join us for that. It would be good. Yes, that would be fun. It's going to be us. It's going to be very low key. It's going to be us sitting around in the archives. Talking about the good times, talking about the... Well, they're all good times. I can't think of any bad times. We've had pretty much just good times.
Yeah.
Good times, more good times. You know, we've had our share. And if I sing this song any longer, we're going to get slapped with a copyright lawsuit.
Oh,
and we're sued.
And we're sued.
Worth it! That wasn't me. That was my lawyer screaming that, as he's now able to put an extension on his, an addition on his house.
Oh my God.
Yeah. All right. We got to get out of here. My name has been Ben. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Brain Gas Podcast, episode number 149. We don't have a title for this episode. I don't know what we're going to call this one.
I'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. You can follow me on Twitter at BrainGasmBen, B-R-A-N, you figure the rest out. Follow the show on Twitter at BrainGasmPod. Again, I apologize for the sound quality of my voice. It's not my intention to sound like absolute shit, but c'est la vie. Hope that'll be better for 150 next week. That's the thing about kids, people, is they're little balls of germs. They get you sick.
They will.
A lot.
It's terrible.
And I don't use Purell because that shit is bad for you in the long run. It is. It's bad for you in the long run. I'm not one of those like hippies, but like I see the shit that happens with that. So I just use regular soap. So I'm not like one of those Purell people who's like constantly needing it. So you get sick every once in a while, but you know what? In the end of the day, you have an immune system. So you're better off than like a staggering number of people. The more you know. So you can follow me on Twitter at BrainGasmBen. Follow the show on Twitter at BrainGasmPod. Like us on Facebook. Go on there. Subscribe on iTunes. We still post every episode on iTunes.
Yep.
I don't have any big shows coming up. I booked a couple for my return tour. The Ben Not Last Name Comedy Tour. I'm not going to say that, make that mistake again. Because that was about 20 minutes of our lives. Just me trying to fix it and then having to reset.
It was funny.
If you say my last name right now, I'm going to punch you in the face.
I'm not going to.
I will find a way. Because like that was such a pain in the butt. You have no idea. Well, you do know because you were listening to it. Jessica was listening. I couldn't hear her for most of it. And I was still talking. And that's what – but about a certain point, it was around the time when I said I don't remember what I said, but I started hinting at it a little harder that I was saying, oh, I can't hear you. When I started being really self-aware about it was when I could hear you. And so Jessica thinks I can't hear her, so she's responding to all my questions, and I'm just trying not to giggle uncontrollably.
But, like, I sounded, like, so pathetic. I'm like, but I am responding.
Oh, it was fun. We have fun. We do. All right, your plugs.
Okay, as always, I'm Jessica. You can follow me on Twitter at osugar. At twitter.com. I've spelled it a million times by now. I'm not going to spell it anymore.
Atta girl.
You can find me at jailhouserockabitty at tumblr.com. You can find me on Facebook if you really want to find me on Facebook. I've been playing The Walking Dead game season
2. Oh, really? I haven't played that yet.
Episode 4 of season 2 recently came out, and I finished playing it if you want to discuss it.
I only play games that are free on live.
Well, I'm sorry, but you can...
Which is code for I'm poor.
I'm poor too, but you know what? I treat myself every once in a while.
I treated myself. I didn't have headphones, so I bought some headphones. That was my treat.
And I think that's all I got.
What's the current status of your side project?
Oh, we're still trying to figure out a name, and I'm like,
you guys are retarded. Just record something and figure the name out afterwards.
No, because she doesn't have a microphone. She hasn't come down, and now that I'm working, we have to find we have to find time where she can visit because
this
she wants to come
happen,
down
to see me. I'm gonna be really pissed at you.
What?
This had better happen, or I'm gonna be really pissed.
Well, I'm gonna be. It's gonna happen, but like, you need to understand that I don't have as much free time as you do.
What? Did you just say what I think you just said? Three jobs, woman.
And good night.
Oh my god, the amount of free time I don't have would fill a room if that room was the size of an atom. Oh my god, you have no idea what you just opened up with that.
I'm joking.
Prepare to be lectured for an hour.
Shut up.
Braingasm episode 150. Ben lectures Cheska for making a comment.
Shut up.
You gotta love any episode of our podcast that ends with you going, oh, shut up.
Just shut up. My head is killing me.
Dude, you ever stop talking?
Stop.
There's so much love in this room.
Oh, I love you, Ben, but goddamn.
But seriously, don't make stupid comments like that.
Oh, hush. Hush your mouth.
Oh, hush you. Hush you. Hush your face.
Hush your bunnies.
Hush your face. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Guten Tag. Wait, is that hello or goodbye?
That's hello.
Fuck off. Damn it. Episode 150 next week. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they both perished moments later.